Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaicans urged to invest in idle lands. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So what are you planning to do for the holiday?
Well, me no want to stay in the house, you know. So I'm going to look at some job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well. Me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long, now. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office island-wide. For more information, call 754-98168.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw has reiterated calls for Jamaicans to invest more in farming on idle lands across the island. Mr. Shaw says this will help to safeguard food security and decrease imports to satisfy the demands of the local market.
We are too blessed in Jamaica with too many acres of idle land. A lot of it was in sugar, and all over the world, sugar is a declining business. But even in sugar, we can rationalize our sugar lands and make it produce more efficiently while we make other lands available for other uses.
The agriculture minister says persons need not worry about irrigation, as a significant percentage of idle arable land already has such infrastructure in place.
Plenty of the idle land between St. Catherine and Clarendon, 18,000 hectares that are there, and 70% already has irrigation.
He is also calling on more Jamaicans to set up small gardens in their backyards.
I went to a conference in Argentina, and when I was flying across the South American continent, all you can see is production. And where you don't see the agricultural crops growing, you see cattle.
Mr. Shaw says countries such as Guatemala, Costa Rica, and the Dominican Republic export a lot of fresh vegetables and processed foods to the United States, and Jamaica needs to do more of this. The Industry, Commerce, Agriculture, and Fisheries Minister was speaking at the St. Mary Agricultural Show at Gray's Inn Sports Complex in Anatobey, St. Mary recently.
I've seen so much initiative. I've seen so much enterprise. I've seen so many young entrepreneurs who are committed to doing something, trying something, devising new products from our locally produced material. And this is what it's all about.
The 32nd staging of the Agri Show was held under the theme Climate Smart Agriculture, the Key to Food Security. The annual event brings farmers from the parish and other stakeholders together to share ideas for innovation and introduce new technology which they can incorporate in their businesses. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ano sabeka bai bowden. Translation, that is not how Baker bought Bowden. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society. Thanks to the HeartTrust NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
HeartTrust through the NYS has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the April 6th deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you want a particular outcome, you have to work at it. Don't expect it to happen automatically. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.